Mystical Travelers. Mission life entities are rare advanced spirits who've essentially said to God, "Wherever on this earth you need me, I'll willingly go." Mystical travelers can most easily be described as mission life entities with a broader range. What they have said to God about their soul's journey is, "Wherever in this universe you need me, I'll willingly go." In other words, mystical travelers devote themselves to the same eternal purpose that mission life entities do, strengthening the divine spiritual connection between us and God as a thriving, active force. But while mission life entities keep their sights focused on Earth, mystical travelers volunteer to incarnate and continue that purpose on any inhabited planet in any galaxy that God needs them. Most mystical travelers have experienced many lifetimes on Earth and are ready to graduate to more expansive horizons. It's as if their learning on Earth earned them their PhD, and they're yearning to go elsewhere for their postgraduate work. Mystical travelers have all the transcendent qualities of mission life entities: the peaceful acceptance of sacrifice and discomfort, the uncommon empathy, the generosity, the kindness, the unwillingness to sit idle if someone needs help. The only two I've met in my 69 years had the added bonus of seeming to have taken and excelled in every theological course ever conducted, coming away with none of the rhetoric and all of the joy of actively loving and being loved by God. Both of these mystical travelers made me feel like a beginner, and neither of them lived long enough to reach adulthood. They came, they gave us a glimpse of our spirit's greatest potential, and then they quickly left for their next assignment on the other side of the universe. To a 5-year-old boy in Kenya named Jared, and to a 13-year-old boy named Maddie Stepanek, the privilege was all mine.